the Thursday, June 23rd edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action. We got the NBA draft coming up, a little baseball as well. So sit back and enjoy. We'll be in and out in less than 10 minutes.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, joined on this Thursday by Aaron Dolan. Aaron, how are you? The Lightning keep teasing us.
They do, and the fact that they've lost twice in overtime just makes it that much worse, but I think it's a wrap. I think the Avs obviously are going to win it. Looking at the series price, there's just no value whatsoever on this besides betting game to game, but yeah, another, I felt like kind of this with the NBA finals. It was just like not very exciting. And I feel like that right now with the hockey as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's been exciting. I know what you meant. It's you want the series.
Not that,
to be
yeah.
There.
Like obviously overtime is exciting, but you want it to be a little bit, you don't want it to be 3-1 basically is
right,
what I'm saying.
Correct. No, I mean, the Warriors bounced back. I personally would have liked the Warriors to be down 3-1, but I joke and tease, but you know, it's so hard, right? You have these like elite athletes on the cusp of these great things, and you get the post gets hit, and it's mm-hmm. just bonkers. But let's turn the page. You got the NBA draft tonight. You know, look, the market has been crazy the last, I don't know, 24 hours, but the number one pick and a lot of reports surfacing and then steam the other way. I don't know what I loved necessarily out there in the market. Anything jumping out to you still late, this late, is there value anywhere for you?
I mean, you make a lot of great points in terms of just value in some of these markets. Like for example, when you look, a lot of the unders are like -160 or greater. There's just like really not great value anywhere. The one that kind of caught my eye, and I've talked about this before on Daily Wager, is just Keegan Murray to go over 5.5 draft positions. That's a +210 right now. If you like that. Obviously, the top three picks seem like they're going to be set despite all the arguments about the order. Then you got the Kings at 4, Pistons at 5. I know a lot of people think he's going to end up with the Pistons, but just considering the Kings could reportedly, you know, trade their pick, I think he could go over 5.5 in general. I mean, he doesn't fit the typical profile of an athlete that goes in the top five. We saw last year, all top five be freshmen. Same thing in 2020. We know he's already 22. And then secondly, he scored most of his points at Iowa in the low post, and considering he's 6'8", I don't think he's going to be tall enough in the NBA to really be, you know, putting up a ton of points. Obviously, it was great. He averaged 24.9 rebounds during his seasons and whatnot, but it wouldn't surprise me if he went over 5.5 draft positions, and considering that's like +210, if I was going to sprinkle any money, it'd probably just be on that.
Yeah, I like Duren. That's the one I like because I think there's been some developments this week because of the trade with OG to what the Raptors need right now is a big man. So if you can get Duren at 7 with some nice payout, I think there's 19-1 at FanDuel right now, but the over-under is under 10.5 plus money. So I would play that just because that's somewhat new information. And that's why the number hasn't really been mm-hmm. hammered into place. So that's my favorite prop. Let's go to the Diamond. Obviously, a lot of day games on this Thursday. Anything stand out to you in some of the afternoon later games?
Yeah, I feel like the big one for today is going to end up being the Astros versus the Yankees. Yeah. This total keeps coming down. So it's 9, 8.5. Now that I'm looking at it during the time we're filming this podcast at 8. I really liked the under on this one, just given how great these pitchers have been. But I don't think I want to go under 8. That's currently +100. So now I'm like, should we go over? This is always what happens. Every time we have to film something, the numbers change. But you're obviously looking at the two best teams in the AL. And, you know, I just think Talion, whatever, he's obviously pitching some of the best of his career. And then you have Valdez. He's clearly crushing it. He has a 1.61 ERA on the road. So I kind of feel like obviously we know both these offenses are so elite. But at the same time, we have two great pitchers like that. I wouldn't be surprised if it was an under, but I'm not going under 8. So if this moves back up to 8.5, I would take the under. But as of right now, I guess I'll probably stay away.
Yeah, maybe there's an early run, live line you can adjust. That's always something to keep in mind with some of these these matchups. I like the Padres. It seems like a little bit of a sucker bet. Just it's Musgrove. Phillies obviously have enough bats to get to Musgrove, but I think the Padres at home, too tempting to not jump on it in that capacity. I also like the I don't believe in the A's, so I always look to fade them. Anything else for you in baseball?
Yeah. I mean, going back to that Padres game, I mean, this is the typical Phillies. They were looking so great, 5-game win streak, turn into 3-game losing streak. I feel like every time Joe says they're going to the World Series, all of a sudden they go on a losing streak. I know he's on vacation right now, but still, I feel like he had said that way too recently. If you look at home total runs, obviously for the Padres, it's under the runs tab on Caesars Sportsbook, and then you go to the alternate lines. If you do over 4 runs for them, it's +110. Ranger Suarez is not that great, 4.43 ERA. I kind of lean towards the under, but it's a really low number. So I just feel like kind of isolating that because obviously, like you said, Musgrove is so good. I'd rather just look at the Padres side and think that their bats would be good in this game at home.
WNBA for me, nothing really super strong. Looks like Sylvia Fowles is going to return to the lineup for the Lynx, who had kind of converted and played some small ball. I would say the Mercury, I would like a lot in the first half. These two teams just played each other. The Lynx won by double digits in Phoenix, so it's the home and home here. I think the Mercury jump out, maybe a first quarter, first half bet on that front. I'm going to look to live bet the Sky. They're coming off the huge win and comeback against the Aces. I just don't think the Sparks are very good. So I think as long as Candace plays, I'm going to wait, maybe even get – but I think -4.5 is good enough, but I'm going to wait and maybe get a pick 'em or something if the Sparks start out strong against a flat Sky team. So those are my WNBA plays for now. And
yeah, you've been loving the WNBA.
Oh, I love it. I got some futures I want to talk about on the show. But we don't have a show today. So
yes,
something to keep in. We had a late cancellation with the College World Series moving because of weather in terms of moving earlier in the day. So no daily wager, but we do have a show tomorrow. So hope everyone joins us. It's going to be half an hour for that. That's going to be 6 p.m. Eastern tomorrow. But you know, we'll also have a podcast in the morning.
Yes,
but any, sure. You know, best of luck to all those betting the NBA draft and been tracking the market. And we'll catch you tomorrow. Good luck with your plays.